We're going to read chapter 7 today. Last Sunday we began a series of messages that we're going to have about the book of Revelation. And today we come to chapter 7. Let's read together and hear this. John the Apostle on the island of Patmos had a vision, and this is part of it. After this, he writes, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000. From all the tribes of Israel, from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, praise and glory and wisdom, and thanks, and honor, and power, and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, Those in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, They are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Last week, we began our journey through the book of Revelation. And we saw in chapter 1 that the Apostle John wrote this letter while in exile on the island of Patmos. And he wrote to the churches who were living in a very dark and ominous time. We saw that they suffered many things and wondered about the future. as we reflected on that, we saw that we too live in times that are frightening to many people. And we saw also that in the middle of the turmoil, in the middle of the chaos of the threat and the danger for the people of Asia Minor, Revelation 1 showed Jesus coming into the middle of it to be with them. And we reflected how for us, in the troubles of life, Jesus also comes to us and is with us in the middle of it all. He was with the Christians of long ago, and He is with us here today. That doesn't take away from the reality that life is tough and life can be terrible. We acknowledge that. Now, we didn't read chapter 6 in Revelation, but if we had read it, what we would have seen is that it doesn't pull any punches. We read in chapter 6 that life for the Christians was super, super tough. It talks about social upheaval, about ecological disasters. It talks about diseases that were afflicting them, about religious persecution because of the faith, about natural catastrophes, and it talked about death. Death was coming into their community, and they say, here we are, the people of God, here we are, the believers in Jesus, and still we die. Still we suffer. We read of the Lamb of God, who holds a scroll. And we have to understand that this scroll is not the book of life where we sometimes talk about or think about, you know, the book that God has, that the scroll in which all of our names are written on. And you say, yeah, we get comfort from knowing that there is that scroll and there is that book. This is not that one. This scroll that we read about is the scroll of the consequences of sin and rebellion. It's the book of consequences. And it's sealed. There are seals on this thing, like wax imprints that keep it from being tampered with. And one by one, these seals are broken. And as they are broken, trouble and pain and sorrow break out on the people of the earth. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seals are broken. But before the 7th and final seal is broken in chapter 6, there is a pause. And in that pause, we read that another seal is placed on the heads of God's people. A seal of protection. 144,000, it says, a beautiful representative number of all Israel. People have puzzled over that number, and some people and some traditions have taken that as a precise number and say, oh, there are only going to be 144,000 people who are going to be able to appear before God and His throne, and you have to make sure there's 144,000, that you're one of them, because if you're not, you know, bad news. Some people have read it and say, oh, what this means is that this is only talking about the Jews, the people who are physical descendants of Abraham, and that they are the ones who will be before His throne. I would say that both of those are an inaccurate interpretation of this number. When the New Testament talks about Israel, it talks about the Israel of God, meaning all the people who are part of the covenant community, who are children of Abraham by faith. It doesn't matter what your ethnic heritage is. It matters where your heart allegiance is. You, under which covenant do you find yourself? Are you under the covenant of grace, the covenant of Christ? Or are you trying to create your own covenant that is your own way, and that's the way to nowhere? 144,000, scholars have said, shows that God's people are the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. 12 times 12 is 144. And 1,000 in the book of Revelation is the number of completeness. So when you take the 12 times 12 for the Old and the New Testament leaders and 1,000 for the complete people of God, you get the number 144,000. That means that everybody who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone who finds themselves in the covenant of grace, who believe in the Lord and align themselves with Him, are part of this glorious number. All God's people, of every dispensation, of every time, every culture, every language, every liturgy, find themselves as part of this glorious assembly. And they are sealed. They are marked by God and under His protection. They are clearly known by the seal that is on them. Their identity is genuine, guaranteed by God, and they are protected. Now, when that scroll and the seventh seal is broken, if you continue reading on into chapter 8, you hear that the seventh seal is open, and it is so terrible that there is silence. People are just shocked. They're devastated by this. But before that devastation happened, the gospel says, the book says, that we are sealed. We are protected. We have hope in God's care. Because we are sealed, nothing can snatch us away from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus. We are signed and we are sealed. We are the children of God. Now, when our chapter talks about the Great Tribulation, it's not referring to some seven-year time period that's still to come. That word tribulation in the Greek actually means the squeezing, that they are compressed. And so when this time comes, the forces of evil try to all come together and strangle you in this time. And the best way to understand this is that the tribulation, that time of squeezing, of suffering, of trial, is the time between the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven and His return. We are in the time of the tribulation. And surely you can believe that when you hear what is happening in Iraq and in Syria. If you've been listening and paying attention to the reports coming out of what is happening to the Christians and the other religious minority people in those lands, the horrors that is happening. I think we can believe this is true. I was reading the Spectator yesterday on the Saturday paper. And it talked about the churches in our community that are empty. About all these churches that the pastors say, yeah, you know, there used to be 3,000 people that would come to this church on a weekend to worship, and now we have 100. Soon we're out of money. Soon this church will become condos because people aren't coming to worship anymore. And it's because we are in the time of tribulation. We're in the time of squeezing. And it is not an easy time. The people who are around the throne in Revelation chapter 7 are those who have made it through the time of darkness and through the times of challenge. It's clear that they've made it through not because they're so smart. It's not because they're so strong. It's not because they're so lucky. They are there because they are those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They are there before the throne of God because they have been delivered by Christ. They have said yes to Christ. They have allowed themselves to be aligned with the kingdom of God, and the seal has been put over them, and they are secure. They made it through the squeeze to the throne, through the troubles, through the sicknesses, through the surgeries, through the persecutions, through the catastrophes, and through the fear. They have come to God. Jesus has protected them. He has shielded them and has let them go on to victory and to peace. So the question is, who is it that can stand in the presence of God? Who dares to walk up to the throne where the creator of the universe is sitting, where the Lamb with the scroll in front of him? Who dares to go before that God? He's no wuss. He's no powder puff, this God. He's awesome and he's powerful and scare the wits out of you. The saints of God, they're the ones that can do that. The ones who have pledged allegiance to him, they can go. The people of Bethel Church, the Christian people of our community, they can stand before that throne because we are sealed by the Lord. Now we know that it's not easy. It's not easy to stand when times are tough. We wander off the path of truth. We're bedeviled by confusion, where we're terrorized by pain, and we wonder and we wander. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you know what? We do fear evil. We do get afraid. Well, when something happens in our body and we wonder, are we going to survive this? Of course we're afraid. We're human. We shudder at the prospects of ridicule. We wonder what would happen to us. What would we do if we weren't all safe and secure and warm and cozy here in Waterdown, of all places? But what if we were in Damascus? Or what if we were in Baghdad? What would we do if the Islamic State was at our door? How would we face that? Isn't that a terrible, hard question? The book of Revelation doesn't pull any punches. Neither should we when we talk about it. It's not all rose gardens and walks along the beach, this life of being a Christian. There is evil in the world, and there is horror, and it touches us. That's why it's important that we hear again the message of this book. Because you are signed and sealed. You are delivered. Today and in this life to come, today and whatever is in the future for you, know this, that you may stumble. You're going to be battered and bruised and you're going to have troubles. You're going to cry and weep because of the pain and the brokenness and even the brutality of life. But in the end, you will stand. You will find yourself in the presence of God, the Lamb, the King on the throne. And you will stand, serving Him with joy and peace and wholeness. The book of Revelation isn't all about the future, but it is also about the future. The day is coming when there will be no more war, where there won't be famine, where there won't be sickness, where there won't be persecution, where there won't be natural disasters, where there won't be tears. Now, this is why I appreciate the book of Revelation. This is why when we did our survey last in May and I asked you all, what should we be talking about and what should I be preaching about? One of the biggest items that you said was, we want to understand the book of Revelation. Preach to us from the book of Revelation. So I am. And I'm glad. Because it prepares us for the reality of life and allows us to look forward with hope even as we look forward with realism. We're going to be honest. We're going to accept what's going to come. But we're going to remember what is at the very end of it all, and what is at the end is life and hope. At the end is joy and service. At the end is the fulfillment of all of our dreams. Revelation doesn't pull any punches, but it also gives us hope and a glorious vision of a victorious Christ who shares His victory with us. So, brothers and sisters, as we continue life together, and as we continue service together, as we continue to be faith people together, let's live in hope, courageous hope, facing the future with steadfast faith and serving the Lord as people who know what is ultimately ahead. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for letting us know. Letting us know the very end of the story, but also letting us see the journey ahead. We pray that you will give us courage and strength from your Spirit, that we can indeed endure any of these things. But we thank you that we are sealed, that your protection is on us, and that we will get through it. We look forward to the day when we are surrounded by the multitude, the uncountable number of our brothers and sisters who are with us before you. What a day that will be. But Lord, until that day, give us strength. And let us remember the great hope that is ours.